I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The global spread of the coronavirus caught many by surprise, but not 10 Schools International. Emily Closter explains that even before the schools were closed, teachers instructed students on good hygiene and how to stay healthy. Refugee populations are very vulnerable to the coronavirus, though the rural setting of many camps have protected them so far. 10 Schools International continues to provide homework for their students, as well as food and medical equipment for their families. And for China, now emerging from the pandemic, the confrontation of mortality created many questions. Mission Christ's Jason Wolford says they decided to send their partners some Bibles and Christian books to help. And that first sea container with $1 million worth of resources leaves today. Would you pray? Long after the coronavirus passes, believers in China will still be sharing the hope of the gospel. Wolford challenges us, as the body of Christ, to walk in faith with them. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.